It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Oklahoma has overtaken California as the most earthquake-prone state in the continental U.S., with more than 230 earthquakes measuring 3.0 or more on the Richter scale this year alone. Most of this shaking is due to hundreds of thousands, even millions, of gallons of toxic wastewater from gas and oil drilling being injected underground. Professor Jeffrey Abers of Cornell University was part of a team that recently investigated this and published a paper in Science, and we asked him about it via Skype.
Well, our study is actually about earthquakes. So what we think we've documented in this paper is the link between the small number of very high-volume injection wells to earthquakes that have been occurring throughout Oklahoma. I think what struck us a couple of years ago has been the really dramatic increase in seismicity across the central and eastern United States, which are usually places that have very few earthquakes. Since 2008, the number of earthquakes in these last 7 years has increased at a rate of about 5 to 10 times relative to the preceding several decades across the whole region. And much of that is actually in the state of Oklahoma, where the rate of earthquakes has increased about 40 times relative to the preceding few decades.
Now, I understand that you ran some models. What did you see when you ran those models and simulations?
So we used the same kind of modeling tools that hydrologists use to figure out how water moves around in the subsurface. We took what we knew about the wells, which is how much they pump in every month. We took the 89 largest wells in central Oklahoma for the last decade, put this into our model to look at how the pressures built up inside the formations at depth with time. What we saw was that there was a large pressure front that migrated away from Oklahoma City. The rate that it was migrating in the locations of this front matched pretty closely the migration of earthquakes that we've seen since about 2009-2010.
Part of your study focuses on four particular wells. What was so special about them?
Well, in the simulations we did, the patterns that we saw show that the main pressure changes came out of a group of wells in southeastern Oklahoma City. That's sort of where the main source of pressure is. So when we did simulations without those wells, we didn't produce the same kind of patterns at all as we see with the earthquakes.
How exactly does this wastewater injection affect the creation of earthquakes?
Well, we've known for a long time that earthquakes are caused by a fault that slips. There's faults everywhere. A lot of the faults are under some stress. What the water does is it gets into the fault and weakens it, so it can no longer support as much stress as it used to. So it takes a fault that maybe was not ready to have an earthquake anytime soon and suddenly weakens it to the point where it fails and breaks and triggers an earthquake on that.
How can you tell that all these earthquakes are from wastewater injection and not just, you know, normal seismic activity?
So this kind of increase in seismicity, this is just not something that we've seen anywhere else in the natural system ever. We see clusters that are big earthquakes that have aftershock sequences, and then there's some swarms in volcanic centers that are very localized around the conduit. But to see an increase in earthquakes over such a big area by such an amount is really unprecedented anywhere.
Now, how far away can these earthquakes be felt?
So that's an important thing. What we have seen in this study is that earthquakes can be triggered as far away as about 25 miles. So that's the farthest sort of cluster that we see associated with this main pressure pulse. It is much farther than people have previously been able to associate with injection wells, where it's usually just been a couple of miles or less.
So what's likely to happen to seismic activity in Oklahoma if all this wastewater injection isn't curtailed?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know because we don't have a good idea of where the faults are that are near failure. But if this continues, it's reasonable to expect that earthquakes will continue to happen.
And a lot of earthquakes?
Well, we're seeing so far in 2014, there's been an average of something more than an earthquake a day at magnitude 3 or larger.
How much of a public safety risk is a, say, magnitude 3.0 earthquake?
Well, if you knew you were only making magnitude 3.0s, then there's not that much to worry about. The trouble is that there's nothing in our understanding of how these faults work that gives us a really good feel for how big these earthquakes could be. So the more of these small earthquakes that you're triggering and you're making, the higher the risk of there being a larger earthquake as well in the same area.
What's the most intense earthquake that has been documented to have been triggered by wastewater injection?
So I'd say probably the 2011 Prague, Oklahoma sequence. It was a magnitude 5.7. It was the largest. There are two magnitude 5s that happened within a couple of days of that. That is just outside of our study area.
Wow. What kind of damage did those earthquakes do?
There's a few million dollars in damage to chimneys, roofs, roads, cracks in foundations, and so on. It was felt pretty widely around the Midwest as well. It was fortunately in a fairly rural area, so the effects certainly could have been worse if it was in a more densely populated part of the world.
What do you see as the takeaway message from your study?
Well, I think the main takeaway is that high-volume wastewater injection or high-volume pumping of fluids anywhere of any kind is going to increase the probability of triggering earthquakes significantly relative to other kinds of pumping into the subsurface.
Jeffrey Abers is a professor of earth and atmospheric sciences at Cornell University. Thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.